JOE, jobs, opportunities, enterprise, is no longer synonymous with a cup of joe from a friendly barista at its Guelph coffee kiosks. The organization and its brand have evolved to show how much people with developmental disabilities can do in the community. They're on the move at their jobs and apprenticeships. While the name remains the same, the logo has changed to reflect the programs and jobs JOE offers. The Guelph organization started in 2013 and provides job training, apprenticeships, and jobs for people with developmental disabilities. Those in the programs are called JOEs, and there are usually 20 who participate. They also get paid a wage through the organization. It set a goal of $3,500 for the rebranding late last year and surpassed it with a total of $12,400. Money above the goal will go back into its programming. Prior to the start of the pandemic, JOEs were baristas at coffee kiosks at the downtown Guelph Library, Dawson Road Family Medical Clinic, and the Westminster Woods Family Medical Clinic. Baristas weren't paid and instead received tips. Programming moved online, and once things opened up again, they found people weren't as willing to buy a coffee at medical facilities considering COVID was in the community. Program manager Judith Rosenberg reached out to Guelph Charities to see if there would be opportunities for JOEs to work in person. The seed had them working at its warehouse to sort through food, package food, and help with ordering. JOEs help grow fruits and vegetables at the Ignatius Jesuit Center. Before the circular store closed, they also worked there. Having folks that are just so excited about every experience and each time we complete a project that they understand that they don't just have to go bowling, said Rosenberg. They can run a business or grow food. There isn't much they can't do, she said. Deciding to rebrand wasn't easy, especially for the 10 families who started JOE. For their kids, their loved ones, to take off the aprons, it was a toughie, she said. The aprons won't be put away for good. The JOEs will still serve coffee when hired for events. Since the kiosks closed, they have served coffee at places like Hope House and the Meadowville Garden Center. The JOE logo was a cup of coffee, and now it's JOE on wheels that look like coffee beans and a person running in the middle to keep the wheels turning. The JOEs had input on the design and agreed they are always on the go. Its website will relaunch in the spring after the team uses their skills to create a website for the first time. There are JOEs, who have become the epitome of what JOE stands for. Being able to grasp the essence of the job, taking on customer service, working independently, still with job coaching, but really showing a capacity to put those job skills into action without heavy-duty supervision, said Rosenberg. She wants to see a new crop of people come out to try the programming and see it grow. She also wants the organization to be recognized by larger funding partners. Rosenberg is going to encourage more businesses to come on board to hire JOEs.